Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy world of instant gratification and regain control of your focus, your well-being, and, let's be real, your freaking life. Today, we're diving deep into something that affects all of us. Food. Not just the deliciousness of it all though, let's be honest, that's a huge part, but how what we eat directly impacts our mental health. Ever feel like your mood swings are tied to those late-night pizza binges? Or maybe you notice you're sharper and more focused when you're fueling up with fresh veggies and fruit? Yep, it's all connected. This isn't about jumping on some restrictive diet wagon. This is about understanding the power of mindful eating and intuitive nutrition. Think of it like this. Your body is a temple, right? Unless you're into that whole my car is my temple vibe, no judgment. But seriously, how are we treating our temples? Are we shoving in whatever's convenient or filling the void with empty calories? Or are we nourishing ourselves with the good stuff, listening to our bodies, and making choices that truly serve us? Okay, let's break it down. Here are 5 things you can start doing right now to create a healthier relationship with food and boost your mental well-being. 1. Tune into your hunger cues. This one is crucial. Ever eat even when you're not actually hungry? Maybe boredom, stress, or even just scrolling through Instagram has triggered an I need food signal. We've become so disconnected from our bodies that we often mistake these emotional cues for actual hunger. So next time you feel a craving coming on, pause. Ask yourself, am I truly physically hungry or is there something else going on? 2. Embrace slow eating. It's not just about savoring the flavors, although that's amazing. It's also about giving your body time to register fullness. When we wolf down our food, we miss those subtle signals that say enough. Slow down, chew your food properly, and pay attention to how your body feels as you eat. Trust me, it makes a difference. 3. Prioritize whole foods. Think fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean protein, the good stuff that actually fuels your body and brain. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for a good pizza night every now and then, don't judge. But try to make those wholesome choices the majority of the time. 4. Ditch the diet mentality. This one is huge. Diets rarely work in the long run and often lead to more stress and guilt. Instead, focus on making sustainable lifestyle changes that you can stick with for life. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. And remember, your worth isn't tied to your weight or what's on your plate. 5. Practice gratitude. Before you eat, take a moment to appreciate the food in front of you, where it came from, who grew it, and how lucky you are to have it. This simple act can shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance and make your meals more enjoyable. Think about that last time you went out for brunch with friends. You catching up, laughing, enjoying the company, and savoring each bite of your delicious meal. That's mindful eating in action. It's not just about what you eat, it's about how you eat, why you eat, and who you eat with. Now, let me tell you a quick story about my friend Sarah. She used to be a total emotional eater, stress, sadness, boredom, you name it, she'd grab a bag of chips or a pint of ice cream. One day, she decided to try mindful eating. She started paying attention to her hunger cues, slowing down while she ate, and focusing on the flavors and textures of her food. Within a few weeks, she noticed a huge difference. Her cravings lessened, she felt more energized, and even her mood improved. Sarah realized that food wasn't just fuel, it was a source of comfort and pleasure when she approached it mindfully. Remember, you've got this. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate your progress. Every mindful bite is a step towards a healthier, happier you. So go forth, eat well, then nourish both your body and mind. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little food for thought. Leave a review if it resonated with you, it seriously helps me out. Until next time, keep those dopamine levels in check and remember, you're awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.